Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 24, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Pyrum Innovations AG offers webcast for investors on the 26th of September 2025, 11 a.m. CIS. Pyrum Innovations AG is offering a webcast for investors on September 26, 2025 at 11 a.m. ST. The executive board will share information on the first half of 2025 and future business development. CEO Pascal Klein and CFO Kai Winkelmann will discuss financial figures, business updates, and the company's outlook. The webcast will be in English and last for 60 minutes with a Q&A session. Pyrum has revolutionized the recycling market for end-of-life tires with its innovative thermolysis technology. The company's sustainable business model aligns with climate targets, and its products have received respected certificates. For more information, visit Pyrum's website. Powerbank, CUN, advances beta partnership with IntelliStake on Enterprise AI Suite. Powerbank Corporation, trading as CUN on NASDAQ, Sun on CBOCA, and 103 on FSE, has announced progress in its partnership with IntelliStake Technologies Corp. as a closed beta partner for IntelliScope and Enterprise AI Suite. The first agent, tailored for the energy sector, offers site analysis for renewable projects, regulatory monitoring, and intelligence summaries. Powerbank will provide feedback during beta testing, with a focus on customizing functionality to its needs. The program aims to improve decision-making in data-intensive industries. Powerbank focuses on renewable energy projects in Canada and the USA, with a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt. To learn more, visit powerbankcorp.com.
Investor News Breaks, ESG Gold Corp, OTCQB, ESAUF, Z7D, advances construction at Montauban, eyes expansion across the Americas. ES Gold Corp, trading on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU, on the OTCQBAUF, and on the FSE as Z7D, is making strides in advancing construction at its Montauban site in eastern Canada. The company is also exploring other potential sites across North and South America for similar recovery and revenue generation. CEO Gordon Robb highlighted the company's unique approach, focusing on production first to monetize overlooked resources before reinvesting in exploration. ES Gold's flagship Montauban property showcases responsible mining practices and district-scale discovery potential, setting a standard for clean mining and exploration innovation.
New York Marine Rescue Center to release adult loggerhead sea turtle at Tiana Beach on Tuesday, September 23rd. The New York Marine Rescue Center is set to release an adult loggerhead sea turtle named Pegasus at Tiana Beach on Tuesday, September 23rd. Pegasus was transferred to NYMRC in May from National Aquarium in Baltimore after being found stranded with buoyancy issues, likely from a vessel strike. Specialized weights helped her regain strength during rehabilitation. NYMRC provided a larger tank for her recovery, and now she is ready to return to the ocean. Before the release, NYMRC Executive Director Maxine Montello will attach a satellite tag to track her movements. This marks another success in NYMRC's mission to rescue, rehabilitate, and release marine animals. The event will take place at 90 Dune Road, Hampton Bays, NY, at 6 p.m. NYMRC is a nonprofit organization dedicated to marine conservation. While the National Aquarium in Baltimore focuses on connecting people with nature to care for our ocean planet. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., TECU, OTQAF, positions Western EE supply chain with RapidSX Edge. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. is positioning the Western rare earth element supply chain with its RapidSX technology. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has directed a rare earth development program, while Ucore focuses on reducing processing bottlenecks. The company is advancing its RapidSX separation platform and securing U.S. government support for a strategic metals complex to deliver rare earth oxide products by 2026. This move aligns with efforts to establish non-China-dependent supply chains. Russia's directive reflects a push to control critical mineral resources. Ucore's focus on innovation and government support highlights its commitment to the rare earth sector. Why AI chatbots require lots of energy. Artificial intelligence chatbots like ChatGPT and Google's Gemini have become part of daily life for millions of people, allowing users to ask questions, write documents, or create computer code. However, these chatbots require a significant amount of energy behind the scenes. As the demand for energy increases, solutions from companies like PowerBank Corporation could play a crucial role in addressing this issue. Tech Media Breaks, PowerBank Corporation, SUN103, advances beta partnership with IntelliStake on Enterprise AI Suite, CUMN, has made significant advancements in its beta partnership with IntelliStake Technologies Corp, CSEISTK, for IntelliScope, an enterprise AI suite. The collaboration focuses on developing an enterprise-facing agent for the energy sector, offering features such as site analysis for renewable projects and regulatory monitoring. PowerBank will provide feedback during beta testing to tailor the suite to its needs. The program aims to improve decision-making in data-intensive industries, with future updates expected. For more information about PowerBank, visit www.powerbankcorp.com. Investor News Breaks, McEwen Inc., MUX, MUX signs collaboration agreement with IFC to advance Los Azules Copper Project. McEwen Inc., trading on the NYSE and TSX under the symbols MUX, has signed a collaboration agreement with the International Finance Corporation to advance the Los Azules Copper Project in Argentina. This partnership will align the project with IFC's environmental, social, and governance standards, supporting potential future financing. With approval secured and a feasibility study expected by October 2025, the project aims to begin construction soon, emphasizing sustainable mining practices. McEwen Inc. is a gold and silver producer with operations in the Americas and holds a stake in McEwen Copper, the developer of the Los Azules project. For more information, visit McEwen's press release.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.